Electoral Commission of Zambia is his chairperson, Mwangala Zalumis, has emphasized that the commission is the only authorized body tasked with announcing the final nationwide voter registration figures once the process is complete. Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Godaza has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for his unwavering commitment to maintaining peace and stability in Zambia despite challenging circumstances and provocations. And in international news, at least four people have been killed in a major fire engulfing apartment blocks in Hong Kong.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ chairperson, Mwangala Zalumis, has emphasized that the commission is the only authorized body tasked with announcing the final nationwide voter registration figures once the process is complete. During a monitoring exercise in Chivombo District, Zalumis noted that the district has already surpassed its 50% voter registration target. She, however, expressed concern that some citizens still lack national registration cards, NRCs, which remain a key requirement for voter registration. Chivombo District Registration Officer Grace Kaliata reported that the district has experienced overwhelming response in the past 2 days. Meanwhile, ECZ Commissioner Major General Vincent Mkanda expressed delight at the high turnout, noting that even inmates have participated in the registration exercise. He urged all eligible Zambians who have not registered to take advantage of the ongoing process and fulfill their civic duty.
977 News.
In other news, governance and development advocate Zambia Godaza has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for his unwavering commitment to maintaining peace and stability in Zambia despite challenging circumstances and provocations. Executive Director Elias Mlenga notes that the President Hichilema's leadership is characterized by compassion and a deep concern for the welfare of Zambians. Mlenga said the President's words, "What else can we do for Zambia?" spoken to the First Lady, exemplify his selfless dedication to the nation. Mlenga praised the president's instruction to security personnel, detailing them to exercise restraint amidst violent protests in Chingola, demonstrating his commitment to protecting human life over others while his was at stake. He said under President Hichilema's leadership, Zambia has made significant progress in job creation, education, infrastructure development and empowerment through the Constituency Development Fund.
977 News.
In other news, President Hakainde Hichilema has called for urgent reforms to the United Nations Security Council, stressing that the current global governance system no longer reflects today's realities nor gives Africa its rightful voice. Delivering the message through Foreign Affairs Minister Mulambo Haimbe at the 7th AU-EU Summit in Luanda, in Angola, President Hichilema reaffirmed Zambia's support for the common African position, which demands 2 permanent seats for Africa with full veto powers and 2 additional non-permanent seats on the Security Council. The president described the reform as necessary to correct a historical injustice, noting that Africa has 54 member states but no permanent representation. He also raised concern over the shrinking space for multilateralism, citing global conflicts, reduced development assistance, rising protectionism, and the high cost of financing for developing nations.
977 News.
In other news, the United Party for National Development, UPND, has rejected and condemned in the strongest possible terms baseless insinuations that Israel intends to use Zambia as a staging ground to launch attacks on the Republic of South Africa. Deputy Media Director Squindi Stula says these reckless allegations are not only false, but they are dangerous, irresponsible and calculated to sow division among friendly nations. Stula says Zambia has never and will never allow its sovereign territory to be used as a platform for aggression against any country. He says the nation remains firmly committed to peace, regional stability, and the principles of non-alignment and mutual respect in international relations. He explains that since being elected into office in 2021, President Hakainde Hichilema has consistently pursued the path of economic diplomacy, forging stronger relations with other countries for the benefit of Zambians and the people of other nations.
977 News.
And in more more news, the Oasis Forum has postponed the scheduled peaceful march passed against BU7, acknowledging the heeding of police advice. The forum says while all formalities for the march were in place, the adjournment allows the space for dialogue. A meeting with President Hage Ijilema has since been scheduled at State House to take place on Friday in the afternoon on the same date as the planned date for the march. It says it will instead hold intercession prayers, which will be held at Pope Square, Lusaka Cathedral of Child Jesus, on the same date, the 28th November 2025 at 8:30 hours, to seek the face of God in the matter, even as we meet the head of state. In other news, Anthony Akinjovu, the Democratic Union president, has slammed President Hage Ijilema's call for dialogue on the controversial BU7 of 2025, labeling it as hypocritical. Njovu argues that the government has already made a decision on the bill despite widespread rejection from stakeholders and citizens. The bill has been met with opposition from various groups, including the church, civil society organizations, and political players who cite lack of participation in the amendment process. President Ijilema has called for dialogue with stakeholders, including Oasis Forum, who are planning to protest against the bill at State House on Friday. However, Njovu describes this as cheap talk by President Ijilema, saying stakeholders have consistently opposed the bill's attempts to amend the constitution. The matter found itself in court following President Hichilema's government insistence to amend the constitution less than a year before the country holds general elections. Meanwhile, Njovu, who recently wondered why government was in a hurry to amend the constitution despite rejections, has stated that Zambians cannot be stopped from protesting if that is the only way government can listen. The opposition leader has also reminded the UPND government of the many protests they did against Bill 10 during the Patriotic Front era. Coming up next, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news, investors from Yulin City in China's Guangxi province have expressed readiness to invest over $50 million United States dollars in Zambia's mining, manufacturing, agriculture and tourism sectors. The investors visited Zambia to explore suitable land on the Copper Belt and other areas for their prospective projects. During a courtesy call on Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet for Finance and Economic Development, Dr. Siazongo Siakalenge, delegation leader Zhou Feng reaffirmed their commitment to investing across multiple sectors.